Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Let's talk about home inspections. And what are some of the issues that show up on home inspections? How do you resolve those issues? So the major systems in your house we usually think of are the furnace, the air conditioner, the roof of your house, whether the basement is wet, whether there's asbestos, as we chatted about earlier in the show, or whether there's lead paint or whatnot. There's all kinds of things that can come up on a home inspection. So recently I was selling a property where I'm representing the purchaser of the property, and the garage and main roof the entire roof is probably 20 years of age, and guess what? It's probably a 20-year roof. Now, is it time to replace the roof? Probably not necessary to replace the roof, even though it's a 20-year shingle, because the roof is still in very good condition. The pitch of the roof is steep, and that makes a difference. So if you happen to have a flat roof, you know that your roof wears out faster. If you don't have a very flat roof, but you have a roof that's got a slight slope to it, you might also see that wear out faster. But a steep pitch on a roof means that the water comes off that roof fairly easily over time, and it tends to last longer. Still, it's showing its age. And you can see some of the shingles on the garage and the main roof. There's some damaged roof shingles, which, you know, probably just over time, just wear and tear. Maybe a branch came across from a tree nearby and hit the shingle and broke it. And there's a couple of the tabs, as they call them, the roofing tab, where it has drifted down the roof. So it actually needs to be pushed back up into place and then reattached to the sheathing underneath the roof. No major issues. Do you ask the seller to replace the roof? Well, you can ask the seller to do anything you want to when you're the buyer. Whether you would get it or not is another question. In this case, I doubt it, because the roof, it doesn't leak. It doesn't have any active leaks at this time. But the buyer's going to need to start budgeting for having the roof replaced, and probably need to put away $300 to $400 a year for the next 10 years. Probably $1,000 a year for the next 10 years to have enough to replace the roof on this property. So it's not an insignificant budgeting issue. Gutters. Gutters can cause problems. In fact, a lot of the water problems that we have in our basements are as a result not of having a water penetration issue from groundwater raising up, but more because the gutters and the downspouts sometimes get disconnected from the gutters, and the water just pours down into the ground below that and then pools around corners of the property. And then if you have that and water's pooling around the outside of your house, it's going to have to go somewhere, and there's a lot of hydrostatic pressure trying to force its way and the water find its way into your house, and that can cause water problems as well. So cleaning the gutters, making sure the downspouts are connected or even are buried and lead the water away from the house is helpful. Clearing side yards. So in this case, in this home inspection, there's a side yard, there's a shed, and there's a bunch of stuff that's sort of gathered around. Imagine this. If you have a level side yard, but you have a lot of things gathered around in the side yard, the water actually can get trapped in between the shed and the wheelbarrow and other things like that, and then just puddle over time. And then that puddling causes essentially a wet ground area that takes a while to dry. And maybe the water sits there for 24 hours after heavy rain. Maybe the water makes its way into the ground, deeper into the ground against the foundation of the property. So you want to make sure you've got the water moving away from the outside of the property. You've got, sometimes there are light bulbs that are out that need to be replaced. If the furnace is not operating correctly, the sellers will oftentimes get asked to replace the furnace. And then you might have cracked tile, like in a flooring, say in a foyer or in a bathroom. And if you see the tile running in a crack, runs down the middle of the tile, the length of a space, it may be that the, within a basement, your basement is essentially like a bathtub stuck into the ground. And at the top of that proverbial bathtub is what we call a sill plate. And that's what the house rests on. But between the two walls, from one side of this basement, there oftentimes is a steel I-beam that will run across the center of the house that supports the interior structure of the home, the first floor, the second floor, etc. if you wanted to avoid having cracking in tiles, you need to make sure you've got proper structural support for that first floor. With tile, it's proper mud that would go underneath. And so essentially, in this inspection, we knew when we walked into the house, the buyers loved the property, but there was a crack in the tile floor running the length of the bathroom and the powder room on the first floor. It happens to run exactly across the middle of the house. And I explained to the buyers, hey, folks, you know, you kind of know already you got a crack here. So we're not going to ask the sellers to put a brand new tiled floor in here. And when you do replace this, you're going to want to replace it, go all the way down in the floor, replace probably the luan, which is a piece of plywood that sits at the base underneath the tile, and then the mud is put on top of that, and then the tile on top of that. You want to make sure that there's enough support for the floor so it doesn't crack like this again in the future. So in a home inspection, you might find any number of things, minor things to big things. And it all depends on how much the buyer wants the house, whether they're willing to take the condition of the property without major updates to the interior of the home or major updates to the exterior of the home. Other things that were found by that inspector were a missing rake board, which is just below the roof line, a piece of, you know, it's kind of sometimes called the fascia board. On that roof line, there's a missing piece where the rest of it was all encapsulated in aluminum, and there's also a piece of siding missing, there was a shutter missing, those kinds of things. All in all, it was a pretty good home inspection, probably a couple, $2,000-$3,000 worth of work for the sellers to have to take care of. So that said, if you have an inspection done and major issues come up and they blow the transaction up, you as a seller are going to have to remediate those items or disclose that you've had an issue going forward, because a disclosure law applies to material defects in a property. In the Market Ready Guide, which is a free publication that I offer out here on the show to prospective sellers of real estate, I go through what are the best improvements you can make to sell your home for top dollar. It's a free publication. It's a great tool. It gives you all kinds of wonderful information on how to sell your home for top dollar, when's the best time to sell your home, and what are the best improvements, plus statistical information about what makes you money when you put money into your home. If you want a copy of that, so you're preparing to sell your house, we'll send it out to you. There's no charge. You can either request it online at ericstewartgroup.com and go to the resources section, or you can call us today at 800-900-9104, and we'll mail you a copy of that at no charge. So we're about giving you the information so you can make an educated decision as you prepare your home for sale. Recently, I had a seller call me about their as-is house sale. They don't want to do anything to fix the property. They simply want me to sell it the way that it is. They don't want to do a thing. And there comes a point in life when we kind of come to that place where we say, hey, you know what, I don't really care. And sometimes for people, that time is more valuable than money. Let me say that again. Sometimes time is more valuable than money for people. They want to have something done, and they want to do it now, and they don't want to wait any longer, even if it costs them something financially to make that decision. That is really anybody's right to do. There are people that sell their homes all the time for hundreds of thousands of dollars less than they could because they respond to a quick ad from the radio or the television about, you know, sell your house in 7 days and whatever the issue might be. I get sellers who call me and say, hey, look, I've been here long enough. You know, I paid $20,000 for my house. I can sell it for $500,000. I feel like I'm doing well enough. Let me just get out of it. I don't want to have to fix it up. I just want to close the door and say goodbye. Sell it for me. That happens. Now, as a homeowner, the as-is guide is really a good tool if you want a copy of that. That'll guide you through how that process works, okay? Call us today if you want a copy at 800-900-9104. Another quick break. I've got my final thoughts right after this.